Oh, the words of Jesus, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Beautiful. Love it. Let's talk about abundant living today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings to everyone. Great having you with us again here on our studies from the International Gospel Hour. If you're just finding us, you're new to our broadcast, thank you for joining us, and we hope our studies will be profitable for you. You know, we have a great following on social media. A lot of people follow us, and we are honored, and we try to share a number of things there on social media with you. Our daily broadcast, clips from our 60 Seconds for the Savior, a number of things. If you are into Facebook, just follow us, International Gospel Hour. If you are into Instagram, International Gospel Hour, and you can find us there. If you go to X, formerly known as Twitter, we are H-O-U-R, our underscore gospel. Please feel free to follow us at any or all of these social media sites. You see, friends, here we cannot help but to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. For in him was life, and the life was the light of men, John 1, verse 4. In John 10, verses 9 through 11, Jesus affirmed, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Oh, that word abundantly, which means keep on having life. It's an overplus, an overflow. It's more than sufficient. You've got life and then some, or super added. Love those definitions. So today, let's look at the qualities of abundant living. But first, we have a free publication for you. Here is our J-Web with how you can receive today's free publication from the International Gospel Hour.
Our free publication today is Reason and Revelation, a monthly journal courtesy of our friends at apologeticspress.org. International Gospel Hour has secured a limited supply of this awesome publication of apologetics well proven over 40 years. Get your free copy today by calling toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Reason. That's it. Again, that's 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Reason. You can also send your request through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us your name and address and put Reason in the message box. We will send you a copy. Again, we have a limited supply, so get yours now.
Dear friends, abundant living refreshes. Now, let's take our lesson text from John 10 and concerning the sheep of God's fold, where it says, they shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, when you think about it, friends, a sheep in a flock really has no needs. There is a care provided unlike any other. Sheep are constantly cared for, and they are refreshed. And if there is such a wonderful care for sheep, keep in mind that word abundant. It is the over plus and the overflow. You know, our refreshing is better than that of a sheep. We are refreshed by being among those who embrace God's grace. God's grace that is a teaching grace. Titus 2, 11 and 12. It teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust that we may live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. God's grace will strengthen the Christian as one presses onward in Christ, 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. When we think about being refreshed in Acts 3 and verse 19, a beautiful parallel to Acts 2:38. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. You see, abundant living refreshes, just like that sheep that can go in and out and find pasture, constantly being refreshed. Ephesians 3:20 affirms, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." To God be the glory. Second, abundant living not only refreshes, but it receives. Listen, back to John 10. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. Now think about it. Is there a better place for a sheep than for a sheep to enter into a sheepfold or a flock? Well, our lesson text of John 10, 9-11 affirms such. You see, the thief has no care, but the shepherd does. I love to look at a passage such as Ephesians 1, 5, and 6 that reminds us of God's eternal plan. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. God's plan is always there. He had a plan that the saved predestined to be in Christ, without a doubt. To be accepted in the beloved. You know, in the world, men are alienated from God, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. And they're also called children of wrath, Ephesians 2 and verse 3 and Ephesians 5 and verse 6. But to these Christians in Ephesus, he was reminding them of how they once lived. But then he also reminds them that in Christ, men are reconciled or brought back to God, Ephesians 2, 16 and 17. And how man is, or how men rather, are God's children in God's family, and God is their father, Ephesians 2, 18 and 19. To think of one to be in Christ when one is baptized into Christ, Romans 6, 4 and 6 and Galatians 3, 27, based upon one's faith and repentance and confession of that faith. And one is then placed in Christ when one is baptized into Christ and added to his church, Acts 2, verse 47, in his body, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Abundant living receives Christ, and Christ receives us and the blessing therein. You see, abundant living refreshes. Abundant living receives. Abundant living redeems. You know, we're spending a lot of time in the book of Ephesians, are we not? That book that's called the Magna Carta of the Church. To think about the beauty that these Christians had in Christ with abundant living, listen to Ephesians 1 verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, through his blood of the New Testament that we affirm in Matthew 20 verse 28, and without shedding of that blood there is no remission, Hebrews 9, 22. You see, when the abundant living has a redeemed soul that's obedient to the gospel, cleansed by the blood of Christ, then one has the privilege of Christ being that one's advocate. 1 John 2, verse 1, if you will, shepherd is still watching over the sheep, and the promise of life, an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 1 and verse 11. There's abundant forgiveness, friends, the blood of Christ that cleanses and continues to cleanse the child of God. John writes to the Christian in 1 John 1, 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Abundant living, friends, it is refreshing. It is receiving. It is redeeming. If we will but come to God. Again, a quick review. As we respond to God's grace that is a teaching grace, Titus 2, 11 and 12, that instructs us, and to repent and to be converted, that our sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. A beautiful parallel of Acts 2:38, repent therefore, or repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you may receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. How we can receive God when we are obedient to His will, to be redeemed and to walk in His will and His way. To God be the glory. Friends, maybe we have prompted you to think on these matters and that you wish to study further. Please know that we have a number of resources at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. We will also share with you a Bible correspondence course by mail, absolutely free. If you'll call us at 855-444-6988, leave us your name and address and just say home study, we'll mail it to you. That's right, and it's free. 855-444-6988, leave us your name and address and just say home study, and you'll receive it. Now, if you happen to have that iPhone or Android available, we have another free tool that you can use. Here is our J-Web about the International Gospel Hour app.
The International Gospel Hour app is available for your iPhone or Android. A free download awaits you at the App Store for iPhones and Google Play for your Android. Just search International Gospel Hour and download our app free. Our app allows access to our study resources all in the palm of your hand. Please download the International Gospel Hour app today.
Friends, abundant living, once again, it is refreshing, it's receiving, and it's redeeming all through God in Christ. He is the great shepherd. But friends, He's not your shepherd unless you are His sheep. Are you walking in the way of God? We hope that our studies here at International Gospel Hour will help you to do so. You can always write us at P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. You can send us a message through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. You can always call us at 855-444-6988. We hope that what we've offered today will help you in your studies, and what we've studied today will help you, and we'll continue at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.